The rule is what goes up must come down, but the trouble is nobody knows exactly where the six-ton NASA satellite will crash land. This white blob is the UR's probe as it spins out of control during its descent. The footage was taken by an astronomer last week as it passed 156 miles overhead in northern France.
Most satellites, when they come down, they're smaller, they burn up and no one is anyone the wiser. This one, though, because of its size, is a little more significant.
NASA says the chances of the debris from this spacecraft actually hitting someone is remote, 1 in 3,200 to be precise. The satellite is about this big. Most of it will break up as it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, but some components will stay intact. They could be up to the size of a fridge and weigh anything up to 300 pounds. Now, you wouldn't want one of those hurtling towards you at 240 miles an hour. Here's where it could land. Anywhere in the world, south of Alaska to the bottom tip of South America. This covers the most inhabited areas on Earth. It's being tracked by radar stations around the world, including Yorkshire.
We've got some of the world-class analysts here who'll be working round the clock, as we do have specialist RAF operators who, again, will be working this radar. However, due to the size and shape of this object, it's impossible for anyone, using any of the resources we have across the globe, to accurately predict where and exactly when this object will be re-entering.
Flight Director Ron Spencer is indicating that the time of closest approach has come and gone. No impact.
This satellite has caused a scare already. In 2010, it forced the International Space Station into a collision-avoiding maneuver. NASA reassures us that in 50 years of space travel, no one has ever been hurt by falling debris. But cosmic junk is no rocket science. It's a case of watch this space, literally. Ashish Joshi, Sky News.